You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Good morning, what's up, and welcome into the Roto Experts in the Morning, the industry's most controversial radio show, coming at you on a, what's today, Scott? Today is Thursday, July 20th, 2017. I'm Corey Paulson, the fantasy executive, holding it down for a vacation, and Greg Sussman will be taking you up to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and then we pass off to the fantasy football frenzy. As always, got with me rocking and rolling my man, the King, Scott Engel, Wall Street, Matt Medica. Got a lot of stuff coming up on the program today. Got some injury insights coming from our guy, Dr. A, in hour number two. Also, Scott was telling me yesterday about some running backs he's not going to be drafting. There's some names that are on my board, so we'll debate that. Matt Medica did his 17th NFC Online Championship draft last night.
Of the week, exactly,
Scotty. So we'll look at some of those results on the program this morning. Got a full day of fantasy baseball and fantasy football talk coming at you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I love the way I sound in my headphones this morning, Matt.
You do sound well. God bless air conditioning, because it's going to be hot as hell out there today.
I heard that there was no air in the studio yesterday morning when you guys came in.
Yeah, no, it was a sauna in here. We were sweating.
It was brutal, huh? Scott, you want to talk this morning, or you just going
to
sit there?
I was just asking
if you was going to talk this morning, Scott, or you want to ignore me for the next two damn hours?
No way I could possibly ignore
you.
You can't. Good morning. It's good to see you back. I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes.
The last 2 days, what did the Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Football Frenzy, and the Atlanta Falcons all have in common?
What is that?
Blew it.
Very funny, Scott.
Yes.
But don't. You're off and rolling this morning, huh?
There you go.
How was your evening last night? Did you do an NFFC Online Championship?
No, I was riding last night. Check out my running back primer on Seahawks.com this morning with my top 20 running backs and also strategies. And if you read that article on Seahawks.com, there's a special promo code for the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package.
Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package out right now, RotoExperts.com. Sign up for the 2017 season, not just the draft kit, take you all the way through the season. And, of course, that's where you get the accuracy experts. Jake Seeley is rankings. That is the only place where you can find his rankings. Promo code THE KING.
Yes, and you can also get a special promo code at Seahawks.com this morning as well, as we said.
All right, promo code's on the way. Sign up for that RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. When we come back on the other side, we're starting to get into some of the top stories. You heard about Mike Williams in the news update, plus Nolan Arenado going crazy. I hope my guy Benny had him in some lineups. The Roto Experts in the Morning are off and running.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Roto Experts in the Morning on a Thursday, getting ready for the weekend coming up. Hope everybody got good plans for the weekend. Matter of fact, hope you hop in the NFFC Beat the Fantasy Executive Cut Line tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More than likely, you will not beat me, but it's a good chance to get a draft going, get some insight. So that's the NFFC National Fantasy Football Championship Beat the Fantasy Executive Cut Line tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow's my son's 16th birthday.
Oh,
nice.
Happy birthday to
you. You guys doing something special for that?
I'll probably go down there tomorrow night, do a little something with him, you know what I'm saying? He'll be up here next weekend, so we'll definitely do it up real big. Then he's 16 years old now.
Yeah.
How about that?
When Sean had his 16th birthday, we took him down to the Jersey Shore.
You know,
for the amusement parks, the go-karts, and stuff like that. Had a good time.
Good job.
Yeah.
Will your son be receiving a car?
No, he's not. No, he's not. Dante Fowler. I want to start with Dante Fowler right quick, because Dante Fowler is starting to become a dude, right, that is like, he got a little bit of Greg Hardy in him. This guy is he's a football player. I was reading some of the stories that he is, some of the things that he has done. He's got a nasty mean streak in him. He's a hell of a ball player, but he did this thing yesterday with some road rage, right?
I love how it was deemed simple assault.
Yeah, yeah. He had the road rage thing. He's had other incidents where he's assaulted police officers. And then he had the wild one that showed up on TMZ where he had his girlfriend, his mistress, and his baby mama. He brought them together so they can fight each other. It's a wild dude. He's got some Greg Hardy in him. Jacksonville Jaguar fans, keep an eye on Greg Hardy Dante Fowler, because he's becoming a Greg Hardy type character in the NFL. So...
stomped on a guy's glasses and threw his groceries into a lake in an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of incidents, how about this? Probably some hush money going around.
With Ezekiel Elliott, huh?
Yeah, you see how police have not been able to locate alleged victim in the case.
There you go, right there. Suspended. Alleged victim got that bag. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we continue to...
Paul Perkins.
We continue to track that developing story with Ezekiel Elliott. Make sure you're good to go from when you get your draft started. Matter of fact, we're going to have you covered anyway. What the hell got into Nolan Arenado's bat last night?
Roto experts at the park.
Oh,
Did I not say it, Scotty?
That's right. Where's the bell for a ding? I'm going one day. The damn bell is going.
Somebody swipe the bell.
Bring me my bell back.
Security.
But yeah,
security gonna come get me. You stole the bell.
I'm looking for the bell. real quick. Sorry. I interviewed both Trevor Story and Nolan Arenado last week, and both of them went off yesterday.
And I really enjoyed Nolan Arenado's day yesterday. It vaulted us into second place overall, me and Vlad Sedler, in the NFFBC online championship. So
shout out to Roto Gut.
Yeah, shout out to Roto Gut. We are going to fight the good fight every day, rest of the season.
And by the way, Roto experts at the park this morning, Rockies general manager Jeff Braddock with advice for fantasy players who would like to be a real-life GM like him.
So there you go right there, guys. That happening. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, a little bit of Roto experts at the park. Scotty hanging out at the ballpark looking at men. All right, so what else we got? So we talked about that White Sox manager Rick Renteria said that Tyler Clippett will get the first crack at save chances. Is that a good thing, Madika?
It's a good thing in the fact that the White Sox will get a high draft pick next year, so they want to solidify that. I mean, look, at this point, what they're building for this team, if you're a White Sox fan, you got to be extremely happy. The future potential for this team is looking really good with the prospects they've been able to acquire over the offseason into the season. They're kind of doing, you know, the Cubs a few years back when Theo came to town, started building a nice young core. And if you're a White Sox fan, you got to be pretty damn depressed watching the Cubs win the World Series and stuff.
They got to suck.
So now they have, you know, a lot to look forward to. It's when your team's out of it, it's fun when you have all these prospects.
Now, two things here. Number one, I don't know if Clipper could hold the job. So you got to keep Anthony Swarzak in your mind, and you don't know who else is going to come out of the woodwork there. Also, Rich Catino of ESPN local.
ESPN New York.
Yeah, ESPN New York was pointing out yesterday that the White Sox now have 10 of the top 100 prospects in all of baseball.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So they should be good. So
yeah.
Bringing some chips back to the South Side in a couple years. That's the plan for the Chicago White Sox. What else we got here? J.D. Martinez got hit in the hand last night. Is this thing serious?
X-rays were negative, so it's pretty much a day-to-day thing. It's funny. Just before he was traded, he went out with a, quote, back injury, end quote, and then got traded. And, you know, we saw Martinez with the foot. It hasn't been an issue. You know, he might be back in action this weekend.
Yeah, I really don't know these three prospects they gave up, but it seems like Arizona had some thievery going on in that trade.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, hopefully he's healthy. You want to see JD playing with Arizona. That's a stout outfield. He's in a very good ballpark. Though he did have, He did have incredible home road splits. He was damn good at Comerica, and he's just going to a really good home ballpark now in the AL.
Nice.
I mean, the NL, excuse me.
Yeah, we'll see how the pitching holds up beyond Zach Greinke in the playoffs. And, you know, maybe Arizona could be in the market for another starting pitcher.
So 2 years ago, we had, what was that, the Kevin White situation, right?
Yep.
We had the Kevin White situation. Then last year we had Laquon Treadwell and Josh Doctson, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Treadwell was just bad.
Well, yeah,
Doctson was hurt.
Yeah, he had injuries too. So now here we go with another top rookie wide receiver going into his inaugural campaign in the NFL. And this is Mike Williams, who many say, some say, was the best wide receiver in this upcoming, in this draft class in 2017.
Overall, yeah.
Went 7th overall to the Los Angeles Chargers. And now we're hearing reports that he could miss the entire season with a back injury. He was off my draft board anyway because it looked like he was going to start training camp on the PUP list. Now we hear this news, Scotty, that Mike Williams, back injury.
I guess Keenan Allen has already taken him under his wing.
It's not nice, Scotty.
But you say a lot of nice things, too. But, you know, this is another indication that, you know, guys like Terrell Williams, et cetera, there could be a prominent role for them. You know, it's bad news to hear about Mike Williams, especially at an early draft, and maybe you picked him later on. But, you know, fortunately the Chargers have a deep receiving crew, and they have other guys that can step up here.
Yeah, no doubt, Madiga. It's like if there's anything they can afford to lose, it was you know, to take from their depth at wide receiver. Obviously, Keenan Allen coming back. We saw how Tyrell Williams broke out last year. And, of course, Dontrell Inman still in the mix. So they do have the pieces in the passing game to kind of mask this. What do you like it, though?
Well, the one thing here is if Keenan Allen does go down, it's the same. They'll have the same pieces as they had last year.
Tyrell Williams and Dontrell Inman.
Yeah, and even what's his name, the little speedy guy,
Travis Benjamin.
Thank you. I almost said Taylor Gabriel, but I knew that was wrong. I was like, no, that's Falcons.
Wrong speedster.
Yeah, but look, they do have depth, and getting a healthy Keenan Allen back is huge for this team. I mean, Hunter Henry, I think his role as the season goes on is going to expand. If Mike Williams is gone for the year, I think that maybe solidifies his red zone presence, so that's a good thing for him.
All right, so there you go right there. That's the latest. I like Tyrell Williams, though. He's a player definitely have my eyes on this upcoming season. It's
Here's
Tyrell
the thing,
Williams.
Though. It's like, say they lose Allen again, right? At some point, the depth is going to be questionable. You know, Anquan Boldin said he's going to be visiting an undisclosed team. I wonder if, you know, San Diego could use a guy like that. Los Angeles could use a guy like that.
So there you go. Maybe that is the place, but seems like they already have enough depth. So we'll see how that plays out. People also speculating that the Baltimore Ravens could still get in on that stuff right there. Speaking of the Baltimore Ravens, this reports that Bashaud Perriman, who I vowed never to say name on this program again, so we're going to call him BP. So BP has added BP. Polish BP. To his route tree this BP. Offseason. Misses training camp as the Baltimore Ravens' third wide receiver. Scott, you are a BP fan, right?
I didn't say I was a BP fan. I don't know where that ever came from. But what I'm saying is that I think now that he's healthy, and if he stays healthy, I think that the Ravens will be expecting more from him. I don't know if I want him as a fantasy option, but I think from the NFL perspective, he could play more into the offense this year.
Matt Medica, is BP a guy you have on any of your draft boards?
I mean, he's not a guy that I'm targeting at all. But, you know, if in that 12th, 13th round, I would take a flyer on him.
You take a flyer on BP?
Yeah, not a guy I'm targeting. But, you know, if I wanted just some depth and just like a lottery ticket kind of thing.
He could be a Travis Benjamin type. I could see them going to him from, like, home run balls. But, like, when it comes to, like, moving the chains, I don't know if I'm expecting a lot.
And in that area where BP is at, I think I would rather take a shot on a guy like a Laquon Treadwell. Maybe even the Cordero Patterson, especially if you're in the league. Especially if you're in the league that
bump.
You get points for the kickoff, the special teams, return yardage.
Bum. He's going to be the fourth receiver.
Now, Scott is calling him a bum. When I come back, I'm going to name some of the players that Scott has taken off his draft board. Scott's making a mistake. We get it right when we come back on the Roto Experts in the morning.
Hey, Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Fantasy football owners all over the country will be on the clock for the next few weeks leading up to NFL kickoff season. Keep it locked right here at Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll got you covered. We'll make you help you make the right decisions on draft day. Download the app, FNTSY Sports Radio. Download the MFN app right now.
Don't be weirdo.
What does MF stand for?
Huh?
What does MF stand for?
Mickey Ficken. All right. So I was talking to Scott Angle last night, right? So I'm doing the rundown, I'm putting it together, and he's jiving with me, you know what I'm saying, making foolish jokes and stuff like that. And I like, Scott, damn it, I'm trying to work. I'm putting
Corey's
the rundown
like, I'm
together.
I'm leaving, I'm going to Modell's to get my Brad Peacock jersey.
Peacocking.
So I'm like, Scott, I need something for the damn rundown. Scott, you're sitting up here telling me about how cute Russell Wilson is. Give me something that I can use of some substance.
And then he tried to hit me like Ezekiel Elliott.
So, he was like, well, I'm looking at some running backs, you know, that I'm probably not going to have on any teams in 2017, excuse me. And he starts, you know, I said, well, you know what? Give me that list so, you know, we can talk about that on the show tomorrow. And, you know, so he starts off with Todd Gurley.
Who's an interesting cat right now?
Now, listen, these are my ranks, so you know, let me be clear on this. Corey said I'm taking these guys off my draft board, the king of the misquote. I didn't say I'm taking them off my draft board. I said, after the top nine running backs, to me, there's a significant drop-off. And you can see these ranks on Seahawks.com this morning in my running back primer, and to where I said, you know what? I'm going to pass on a lot of these guys. Maybe take a player from another position because I just don't feel comfortable where I'm going. Now, my top nine for PPR right now, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, Devonta Freeman, LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray, who I love, Melvin Gordon, Jay Ajayi, and Jordan Howard.
All right, so now, other than that, you're not satisfied with any, you don't, like nobody else on the board is an RB1? Or do you
I feel like my point was to you is that I feel there are only nine RB1s this year.
Okay.
And I'm teetering on Ajayi and Howard because I just have, I can only call it a gut feeling. It's only a hunch that I feel like Ajayi is not going to stay healthy this year. So I might bump him down. Howard, I'm teetering on the brink, but I feel like everybody else after that, like I have Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon at 14 and Dalvin Cook at number 15. I would rather wait then take these next few running backs. Although I do like him for some degree. Now, as talented as Leonard Fournette is, I'm very worried about the blocking in Jacksonville. Christian McCaffrey, I don't know if there's going to be consistency. I got him at number 11. There are things I like about these running backs, things I don't like, but when I'm coming up in the third round, I'm not ready to take them. Isaiah Crowell and Todd Gurley. It's just like I don't feel like those guys, to me, are guys that I want to take anywhere in the late second round to like the mid third round. I'd rather veer in another position and wait and get a Mixon or a Dalvin Cook later in the draft. And also down my board, I have Lynch at 16. I have Lamar Miller at 18.
So Matt, that sounds like Scott is relying on the bell cow theory because he has his nine bell cows. And other than that, he's going to go pass catches.
Yeah. For me, just to make quick, I think I'm kind of falling more in line with Howard over Ajayi. I just think that line and stuff, I know it's a little scary with the quarterback situation, but if what they're saying, they're going to stick with Glennon, I feel a lot more comfortable. Here's the thing. I mean, Mixon, you're going to have to pay in this price of the guys you're not so crazy about here. So I don't know how long you can wait on that. But Todd Gurley is an interesting cat in the fact that in the last two online championships in the NFFC. So, when people are putting some skin in the game, he's going about pick 30. He's going like, you know, that fifth or sixth pick in the third round now. Yeah. He was going end of the second. So he's a guy that's sliding down as we're inching ever closely.
And by the way, you said I'm subscribing to the bell cow king theory. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Because Crowell and Gurley are bell cows.
Well.
And I'm bumping them down. And Lynch is
what you're saying is
bell cow.
You want one of those top nine backs. If you don't get one of those top nine backs, you're avoiding until you get to that mix and cook level.
I'm going to go wide, almost like zero wide receiver, like after the first seven or eight.
Wide receiver?
I'm saying after the first seven or eight. You know what I'm saying? It's zero wide receiver. Like, if I get one of those top seven, I'm good with it. If not, I'm going to wait on running back.
Yeah, that's the bell cow.
No, bell cow is a guy that is going to get the majority of the carry. Gurley, Crowell,
you're
and
right.
Maybe Lynch are bell cows.
You're right
in an NFL sense, but in a fantasy sense,
the bell cow.
If you don't get one of those running backs going in the first, you're avoiding running back until you get to the mixing. And
I'm not understanding what you're meaning by bell cow.
When Jake says like Chris Vaccaro and him with the bell cow theory, it's guys like McCoy, Gordon.
The guy Scott name.
Murray. Those top seven guys, you know.
Crowell and Gurley are not bell cows?
They are bell cows
in the NFL sense.
In the fantasy sense, we're talking about elite bell cow guys. You grab one of those, and then you just go wide receiver heavy.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, but just let me say this. You know, is like journalism sort of guy. I don't see how a fantasy bell cow can be different than an NFL bell cow. You're either a bell cow or you're not. If you're a bell cow, you're getting the majority of the carries.
844-843-6879. 844-843-6879.
That was smoothly done, by the way.
Let's head out to the phone lines and let's bring in Kenny from Philadelphia. Kenny, what's poppin'?
How you doing, boy?
Hey, what
boy,
up, Kenny?
Go on there, cowboy.
Hey, man, y'all know if I'm calling, y'all done hit a nerve or something. Hey, I agree with Scott that about the top nine. I've been saying that if you're playing PPR league, it's probably going to be more deeper at the wide receiver position at this point right now. But after those top, actually I don't include Ajayi or Howard, but after those top seven, like you're in committees. There are no quote unquote bell cows anymore as far as the fantasy thing goes. But I got to disagree with Scott on Todd Gurley. I got a hunch he's going to have a drop.
A bounce back.
This year than he had last year. Yeah, bounce back. I'm sorry.
Here's my point on Gurley, that. Kenny. He can't be as terrible as last year. It's just not possible.
Right.
To me, he's more of an RB2. Talent-wise, you know, that guy put him in Dallas. You know, he's like, if I had a line or like Oakland, you know, he'd be absolutely outstanding. But, you know, with the situation, I feel there's only going to be incremental improvements with the Rams. I feel they're going to play from behind a lot. I don't trust Gurley to be consistent. He's more of an RB2 to me than anything.
Hey, Kenny, how you feeling about Isaiah Crowell? If he was your number one RB this year in fantasy, say you went three wide receivers.
No, RB2. Maybe RB2. Maybe it'll be. I'm actually higher on Duke Johnson to get him later on his value or whatever. So I'm actually higher on him. I got a question about. You guys think that Miami offense might turn into a more passing offense now? I don't think Ajayi's gonna get all the touches he got last year.
No, Miami offense is. You know, they got to go to Ajayi. They can't put they're trying to get back to the playoffs. They can't put the football in the hands of Ryan Tannehill and feel comfortable. So that is not their MO is going to be to play good defense, run the football, and try to trick people.
Well, if you hear everything
amen,
coming up,
amen. Hey man, Tannehill won me a lot of money last year.
How?
Man. Come on.
How? You betting against
he
him?
He got hurt?
Nah, DFS, man. DFS. Oh, yeah. That my highest winning was with Tannehill at quarterback, so.
Yeah, but hey Kenny, just real quick on Ajayi, if you believe If you're drinking the Kool-Aid, what they're saying coming out of Miami, he's getting over 300 touches and he's gonna be more involved in the passing game. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just repeating the words coming out
didn't
of my mouth.
Didn't he get hurt last year?
Ajayi?
Didn't he get hurt last year? Yeah. Didn't Ajayi get hurt last year? He had some nicks and bruises or something?
No, I mean, for pretty much from week four on, he was in there. I mean, he missed the plane. They didn't put him
early
on the plane.
Early in the season, they didn't put him on the plane, but I don't think it had anything to do with his health.
They left him on the tarmac. He was a little upset about that. Good looking out, Kenny. We'll holler at you later on in the week, brother. What's up? All right. 844-843-6879. That is 844-843-6879. So, Scott, your RB1s will not include Ty Gurley, Marshawn Lynch, Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, and Isaiah Crowell.
Right.
Why not Christian McCaffrey?
I just feel like the consistency is not going to quite be there. He's very exciting, but I feel like he's going to be boom or bust on a week-to-week basis. I think he'll have some very big games, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to rely on him in his rookie season.
Matt Madiga?
If I get McCaffrey in the fourth round, into the third, I'll take that shot. Preferably for me, it'd be the fourth. If he's my RB1 and I went three wide straight out of the gate, I'll take that gamble. I'll take that shot. I think this kid is going to be heavily involved in this offense. You know, they drafted him high. They're evolving their offense, and I think he's one of the guys that's going to benefit from it.
I do like him talent-wise. Stewart's still going to be there. If he comes to me at the fifth, I'll take him. But, you know, I'm saying these guys, to get him in the third, fourth round, I'm just not comfortable like where some of the ADPs are.
Okay. What wide receivers you like in that range? All of them?
It's wide receivers deep, you know. I have to pull up the wide receiver board.
But
there's probably going to be, if I'm in the third round and Todd Gurley's there, there's probably going to be a wide receiver that I definitely like better.
But if wide receiver,
like if Devontae Adams is there, there's no way I'm taking Todd Gurley over.
So, but if wide receiver is deep, don't you think you can actually start two running backs and take a gamble on a Gurley as an RB2?
I guess I could be okay with him as an RB2, but he's probably going to be going off the board before I want to take him. If he's there at the end of the third round and maybe he's my RB2, especially in a standard, you know, I might go ahead and do it, but, you know, for the value. But then again, I start thinking to myself, I'm really not going to be able to rely on Gurley this year. It's like if Fournette is there instead of Gurley, I'd rather take that crack.
Matt Madiga had a draft last night, NFFC Online Championship. Matter of fact, tomorrow night you can join me. Beat the Fantasy Executive NFFC Cut Line. It's in the lobby right now. That starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow night. When we come back, Matt Madiga's on the clock. We look at his team from last night, see how it played out for Mr. Wall Street, Goldman Sachs Matt, when the Roto Experts return.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one where you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA Inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
Got Scotty Love with me, Wall Street Matt Madiga, the fantasy executive Corey Parson.
We got Corey Parson. He's today to do it. Yesterday and the day before, we were hanging with Mike Blewett.
There you go, right there. That's the king, Scott Engel. Scotty Love, when he's on the microphone, when he's on the dance floor, when he's on the clock, you call him Easy Money.
Corey Parson is drafted first. He's on the clock. He's walking in with his brand new jersey, Brad Peacock.
All right, there we go. Enough foolishness. Matt Madiga, last night, NFFC Online Championship. You and my man Andy Saxton hopped in it. How you feel about it?
I like the team. Third round, I think we should have went Tate. We went Mixon, which who I do like a lot, too. I think that kind of changed things around. Like the team. I think it has really nice depth to it. There was a few shocks in the leagues as well. So, you know, it was It was a nice Wednesday night.
I like the upside punch at running back. You got Le'Veon Bell, and then, you know, especially in, you know, in a high stakes format, you want to be aggressive. To have a combination of Bell and Mixon, I think, is pretty impressive.
Now, looking through the draft board, obviously the first round plays out. As the first round plays out, we see Zeke Elliott drop to 5 in this draft. That's about the latest I've seen him drop since his legal troubles began. But then the second round, Demaryius Thomas. This is the first time I've seen Demaryius Thomas in round 2.
He's coming on in. He's moving on up. Demaryius is kind of starting to entrench himself in these last few drafts I've seen in the NFFC. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
No, I don't have a problem with it either, Scott, mainly because the volume of the passes. A lot of people will tell you, well, look at the quarterback that's going to be throwing these footballs. But we've seen Demaryius do it with a beat-up Peyton Manning. Demaryius Thomas has one of the highest floors in fantasy football, without a shadow of a doubt.
It's just he doesn't score as much as he did a few years ago, and that's why. But still, whoever's quarterback in Denver is going to get him the board. What I found interesting is that Team 4 took Ty Montgomery in the third round very aggressively when Todd Gurley and Isaiah Crowell, you know, were still on the board, and even Marshawn Lynch.
Well, go ahead, Matt.
Team 4, just to get this is an excellent player. This is a defending overall championship in the FFPC. And I was encouraged. Zeke went 5, as Corey said. Julio Jones was number 4 off the board.
Jones. That same team. And then he went running back. He went Ty Montgomery, Paul Perkins.
Well, the second pick was Thomas, as we've seen. So that's another encouraging thing. This is one of the elite players in fantasy football.
I don't like his running back.
To his point, though, you know, that was my first reaction. Like, I don't like Ty Montgomery in the third. You have a Montgomery-Perkins duo. But then when he talks, when Matt gives the color of saying, okay, this is one of the best players in the country, you know, like I always say, you know, it's like I'm open to listen to what other people say, you know, who I respect, you know, which, you know, other people besides you. What I'm saying is that if Matt tells me this is one of the top players in the country, I got to sit back and rethink this. Why is this guy taking Ty Montgomery in the third round? I'd like to know why.
Scott makes an excellent point here because I was taking Montgomery in the fifth, and he's even fallen into the sixth in certain drafts.
I got him 17 overall.
And when I see someone like this take him in the third, that makes me want to, like Scott just said, I'm definitely going to revisit it. I mean, Montgomery is a guy I do like, but now I just want to go back and, you know, even do some more work.
Yeah, and Corey, we've been talking about this too. It's like you have a tendency to like immediately write off Paul Perkins. I don't know if we can do that because how do we know that? We haven't seen what he's capable of.
They're not going to throw the
football.
They
haven't given him an opportunity yet.
That team that has no balance on offense.
How do we know this?
A pass-happy team.
You were like 110% certain of this. We haven't even seen Paul Perkins play.
Then you draft him, Scott. Look, I'm not touching him.
I don't want no points. Why?
Because the team, first of all, has no balance on the offense. They're going to be passing the football. They did nothing to improve that offensive line in the offseason, and we know Paul Perkins is not a guy that's committed to pass block to keep Eli Manning from getting his head knocked off. No, I'm not drafting Paul Perkins. It's not going to happen. Him on your team.
How do we know, though, that Paul Perkins
I'm a fantasy football expert. That's how I know,
so
Scott.
So am I.
Huh?
So am I.
Prove it.
Prove it? You have a losing record against me.
Stop it.
Okay? The truth. But anyway, look, Corey, let's be serious. With all the crap talking aside, okay? You know I respect your acumen. I know you don't respect mine, but I respect your acumen. How can we legitimately say this guy is shit? And by the way, I'll get in trouble for that, even though both these guys have said it this morning. How can we say this guy is garbage when we haven't even seen him get a real opportunity to run the ball? And then one of the top high-stakes players in the country is taking him as his second running back.
I'm one of the top players in the country, Scott, and I'm telling
when
you
when have you won the NFFC?
I've never won the overall, but I win chips.
This is a guy, we have all won chips here, okay? This is a guy that's one of the top players in the country. How can you write Paul Perkins off when we haven't even seen what he can really do as a ball carrier?
844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. I want the audience, I want the listeners to get in on this Paul Perkins conversation because Paul Perkins is doo-doo. 844-843-6879. Matt Modica.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the camp with Scott that Perkins is not, I lean with Corey in one direction and I agree with Scott in the other. Perkins is not a guy that I'm actively going after. But
me neither.
If the opportunity is there, I kind of like what's his name? The pass catcher, Shane Vereen.
Shane Vereen late.
I like Shane Vereen late. As long as he can stay healthy, I think he's a nice option. I agree. They're gonna throw the ball a ton, but you know, I like to look at what smart people do. I asked Michael Edelman about Amari Cooper this past Sunday on Fantasy Football Gold. If I do a fantasy baseball draft, and guys like John Stattmuller, Dave Puck. I'm going to see what they're doing, too. And if maybe somebody that I'm not so crazy about, I'll go back and I'll revisit.
Okay, so here's another thing. He went off the board in the sixth round. You know, I just don't get, like, if he flames out, Corey, you know, that's one thing. But how can we decisively say as a runner that this guy is definitely going to flame out when we haven't even gotten an opportunity
Paul
to see what
Perkins
he can do?
Paul Perkins in this draft goes in the what round, Scott?
Six.
In the sixth round.
Yeah.
Bilal Powell goes in the seventh. Who would you rather have?
I would rather have Powell.
Okay, then.
But that's not my point. My point is saying, sixth, seventh round, why not take a crack? How can you completely
because
write this
still,
guy off?
It's still money on the board in the sixth round, like Bilal Powell was still sitting out there in
you
sixth.
You wouldn't take Perkins in the seventh or the eighth?
I'm not taking Perkins in the 17th.
Well,
so how can
this.
You completely write him off?
Scott, I told you already. I think he sucks. I don't want no part in the New York Giant running game.
There's really, like, one player I will not draft at any price this year, and that's Spencer Ware. Because I'm just all in on Kareem.
Because we've seen that.
We've seen that he's mediocre. I'm just saying, look.
We haven't seen it with Perkins.
Some other running backs in this draft that go off the board after Perkins, Carlos Hyde. I'll take Carlos Hyde over Paul Perkins.
So would I.
Okay, then.
But that's not my point. My point is, I don't think we can just say definitely 100% that this guy is not going to do anything. Look, maybe he won't, but we can't completely write him off.
Now, see, Perkins is a great player in the fact that he is a divisive guy. There's going to be people like Corey who are just going to say, he's a no-go for me. Other people who are going to say, well, there's an opportunity here. I want in on him. So, I mean, these are the guys that make these debates fun.
Look, no, the opportunity doesn't always lead to production. I say it all the time, okay? And if Perkins is a bust, you know, I'll say, look, Corey was right. But, you know, at this point right now, you know, I think the guy is really unproven, and we haven't seen enough of him.
Interesting thing last night, just to piggyback on something you mentioned earlier, Terrell Williams went in the seventh round. He's moving on up.
Terrell Williams is starting to move up draft boards. That is a good thing, and I think that Terrell Williams is a player that definitely deserves to be going in around that round seven range. Obviously, people in online championship last night are still making mistakes because I'm looking at the draft board, and who do I see right smack dab in the middle of the third round? Terrell Pryor going ahead of Sammy Watkins, going ahead of Allen Robinson, going ahead of DeAndre going ahead of Jarvis Landry, going ahead of Alshon Jeffrey.
See,
going ahead of Michael Crabtree, going ahead of Keenan Allen, going ahead of Larry Fitzgerald.
See,
Terrell Pryor love. Listen, y'all, calm down.
I don't know. I got Pryor 16, Tate 17, Landry 18. That's me. I mean, I'm high on Watkins, but honestly, as high as I am on Watkins, there's a lot of other fantasy experts out there that are right with me, so I'm not crazy and I'm not being biased on that.
I don't know if I'd take him over Watkins or Hopkins, which he did go ahead of, but I'd probably take him ahead of Fitzgerald.
No, he went after. It's third round reversal.
Go back the other way.
Oh, third round reversal. Okay,
he's definitely
so
not.
The Montgomery pick went the other way, still ahead of Crowell. I'd take Crowell first.
Over who?
Over Montgomery.
Okay, yeah, obviously.
I take Lynch out of him.
Another player who is fantasy owner still, haven't seen, got the picture on, Mike Gillisley. Mike Gillisley goes in round five of this draft over running backs like Carlos Hyde, over running backs like Bilal Powell, over guys that have the job and opportunities, guys like Theo Riddick, if Theo Riddick is healthy when he bounces back from these dual broken wrists.
Jake Seal.
How do you break both his wrist, Scott?
How do you go to the bathroom?
I don't know.
Scott, hold it for him. Scott, I got to the bathroom. I'm coming. Shake it, Scott.
Yeah. Corey sounds like he's got a lot of experience with these kind of incidents. He described it perfectly.
At Roto Experts at the park coming up in a little bit. Scott's talking to the general manager of what team, Scott?
The Colorado Rockies. The Rockies playing Colorado, Corey.
I'm aware of that, Scott.
Jeff Braddock is going to talk to us about whenever I tell them, I said, you know, when everybody plays fantasy sports, they want to be you. So, you know, why? You know, what kind of advice do you have for them?
So that'll be coming up in a few moments right here on Roto Experts in the Morning, coming up in hour two when we go live and simulcast on the Fantasy Sports Network. We'll get my man Dr. A in here, talk about some NFL injuries, including Mike Williams.
Yeah.
So we got plenty of stuff coming up for you on the Roto Experts in the Morning. More fantasy football talk, more looking back at this draft. Dr. A coming up in hour number two. When we return, Scott Engel takes over Roto Experts at the Park with Colorado Rockies general manager
Jeff Braddock.
Jeff Braddock, not Jason Braddock. The Roto Experts in the Morning. We're off to a rocking start on a Thursday.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, Scott Engel and Matt Modica talk a little fantasy baseball here with you. And Matt, everybody plays fantasy sports because, you know, they want to be like a general manager of their own. So I got a chance to talk to Jeff Braddock, the general manager of the Colorado Rockies, and asked him his opinion on fantasy sports, a hobby in which everybody wants to be him. And here it is. Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Rockies general manager Jeff Braddock. Jeff, when people play fantasy sports, they basically want to be you. You know, they want to general manage a team. They want to trade. They want to sign free agents. What's your opinion of fantasy sports and, you know, what it means to Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I'm not sure they totally want to be me. They probably have many fewer sleepless nights than I do at times or any other GM, but yeah, the concept is there, and you know, it's certainly a reminder of just how, you know, fortunate we are to have a leadership position like this. You know, and fantasy sports has ended up you know, playing a big part in the continued popularity, not just of baseball, obviously, but of the sports industry in general. You know, just about any sport there is on the planet now, you can find some sort of fantasy element to it. You know, I myself was kind of part of at least the early online and computer-based and internet-based fantasy sports. So it's been I don't do it anymore because I barely have time for much else other than the job and family. But you know, it's become really an integral part of you know, especially in America, the sports experience here for diehard fans, and it's kind of ingrained in the, you know, in the sporting culture now to a certain degree.
What kind of recommendations do you have for So if you listen to the entire interview on demand, on Audio Boom, on iTunes, Google Play, you'll hear me talk to Jeff Braddock and ask him, you know, what kind of trading tips does he have for fantasy owners? And he's played fantasy sports in the past, and he says, you know, you have to be aggressive.
I think you have to be aggressive, and I think sometimes in fantasy, you have to be willing to overpay a little if you really want to get something done. I mean, that's what I remember having to do, and, you know, and you have to, another key thing is,
you don't play in any trade leagues at all
this
anymore?
Season, no. And the other thing you have to be able to be willing to withstand is insulting office.
you definitely do, because you get lowballed a lot, and it seems like, you know, like I said, I love trading, but you know, there's the other part of it. It's like you'll get some like weird lowball offers to start with, because everybody's going to see if they can rip you off.
That's the truth, Scott. That's the truth. And look, it's fun. How you play whatever you like, however you like. Just keep playing fantasy baseball, in my opinion. And props to the Rockies GM. They're having a hell of a season.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the hitting is there. And, you know, this is a young pitching staff, but all of them at some point have thrown out, it seems like, some run of quality starts. This is probably top to bottom, like, you know, it's not a perfect staff at all, but top to bottom, this is probably, like, the most solid Rocky staff that I can recall in recent memory.
Yeah, and look, John Gray came back. I know he got lit up by the Mets a week ago or so.
Yeah, kind of bloated his ERA, which is over six
but
now.
He's a very talented pitcher. The thing is, you know, guys like Holland, can he hold up for the rest of the season? How are these young arms going to do come the second half? That's why I've been saying, let me see that ERA at the end of July. Let me see where they are in the standings come the end of August. It's still going to be a tough road.
By the way, Danny Salazar is coming back to the rotation for the Indians this weekend. Real quick, what do you think?
I take a shot.
Take a shot?
Yeah, I like him. I still like the talent.
Yeah, we'll get strikeouts, that's for sure. And he certainly pitched better in the minors. Back to the fantasy football talk next on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
Morning and welcome into hour number two of the Roto Experts in the Morning. Of course, now simulcasting live on the Fantasy Sports Network. Coming to you from Studio 34 in Rockin' Raleigh's in Midtown Manhattan. On what's going to be a beautiful, warmer day in New York City. You're listening to and watching the most controversial show in the industry. It is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Of course, got with me FSWA inaugural Hall of Famer, the King Scott Engel, Goldman Sachs, Wall Street, Matt Medica, and of course, I'm the fantasy executive, Corey Paulson. Right now on RotoExperts.com, two premium fantasy football packages to help you win in 2017. We can guarantee you that. That is the RotoExperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package. Use promo code THEKING at checkout. And of course, your perfect complement, the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Promo code FRENZY, that's the program that comes up next. We're taking you Roto Experts in the Morning up to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then the Fantasy Football Frenzy takes you 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the television and radio side, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the radio. Coming up on the program in a couple few moments, we'll talk to my man Dr. A, get some of the latest injury news out the way as we get ready to head smack dab into hardcore drafting season. Also got some of the latest news from the majors and the NFL. Matt Medica did another NFFC draft last night, online championship. We'll go through some of the results of that. Already seen some players, some ADPs out of whack, so we'll discuss a few of those things. Gentlemen, Scott Engel, what's going on this morning? You got your Seahawk hat on. Yesterday I heard you call them the class of the NFC on the program.
I said they are one of the teams that are the class of the NFC.
Okay. The Atlanta Falcons would disagree with that when they hammered that ass last year.
Well, the Atlanta Falcons were playing against the Seahawks with Earl Thomas. Without Earl Thomas, Vegas will disagree with you. They have the Seahawks as a team with the highest win odds. And also Vegas has the Seahawks, Cowboys, Falcons, and Packers all with the same odds to win the Super Bowl. So if you're going to sit here and tell me that they're not a contender to win the NFC, well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Wall Street, Matt Medica, what's going on? Your Buffalo Bills, nice hat this morning, or not the class of the AFC?
No, they're not the class of the AFC, you know, the AFC East, anything.
The World League? Nah.
Yeah. Maybe Arena Football, you know.
I think they can finish us second to the Patriots this year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, if you don't make the playoffs, what does that mean?
I think it's progress.
It is?
I think the team will continue to get better.
I'd rather be like 2-12 than be 7-9 or 8-8 or 9-7 and not make the playoffs.
I think the team's going to move forward, though. I think you have to look for progress. You're a fan with another team in the division, you're a Jet fan, there's nothing you can see.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Jets are garbage.
Yeah.
Jets been garbage for a while now. That seems to be story with the teams on that side of town. They seem to struggle. The Jets and the Mets.
Yankees.
You already know who Yankees are on that side of town, Scott.
Oh, you're a Knicks fan, yeah.
When we come back on the other side, we get to some of the top stories. You are listening and watching the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Roto Experts in the Morning. Let's get to a little bit of news, because I don't want to have to beat Scott up in here this morning.
You can try.
So let's get into let's get into a little bit of news. Matt, what the hell got into Nolan Arenado? Did hit 17 home runs last night.
That it did, and it was a wonderful thing to watch. You know, he's one of the best players in the game. He's and look, yesterday was the. Was the thing, like, you've I've heard you talk about it in the past, when, like, DFS players don't want to play the slate.
Yeah.
When there's a home game at Coors, and yesterday proved that to be true. 18 runs scored.
There you go, right there. 18
yeah, Corey's
runs.
Like, I don't want to play in DFS at Coors Field, but, you know, look what happened. And, you know, want to know what happened? Roto Experts at the Park happened again. Interviewed Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story. They both went off. You know, you listen to my interview with Arenado on demand on iTunes and Google Play and Audio Boom. He talks about we talk about how he's hitting more fly balls this year, how he's even more disciplined in terms of not swinging outside of the zone.
J.D. Martinez got hit in the hand last night. What's the latest on that? Is that something we got to ask Dr. A about, or are we going to be good to go?
I think we should be good to go. X-rays were negative, and he's considered day-to-day.
I would still want to ask him about it, but
well, he might yell at you.
I never heard Dr. A yell at anybody.
Can you imagine Dr. A getting upset with somebody?
I don't know.
I told you to stay off the foot.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that one.
You should listen to me, sir.
Dr. A coming up in the program in a few short moments. One of the things we'll be asking Dr. A about is this news that came out yesterday. Obviously, I had already removed Mike Williams off of my draft board, the rookie wide receiver for the Los Angeles Chargers, because it looked like he was going to start the season on the PUP list, at least start training camp on the PUP list. Now we're hearing reports that back surgery could be in place for him, and that would end his season. Tyrell Williams is, Matt Modica, is a name that is starting to gain some steam.
Yeah, Tyrell Williams, who should have been going ahead of Mike Williams from the get-go, but Tyrell Williams went in the seventh round of last night's online championship in the NFFC, so he's vaulting on up.
Yeah, it's the opportunity is going to be there for him again. You know, the Chargers fortunately have some depth. You want Keenan Allen to stay healthy there. And, you know Philip Rivers is going to continue to gun the football. They've improved his protection a little bit this year, too. So you got to like Tyrell Williams as a wide receiver three in fantasy.
Don't just sit there with your hands on the steering wheel or with your hands in your pants or trying to rub up against the person you're next to the train on. Nasty devil, you.
Yeah.
Take your fingers and give us a phone call, 844.
What does that thing say on the train, Corey? Like a sexual contact on the train is unlawful.
Yeah. That's the Adam Ronis move right there.
Right.
Rubbing up against somebody, but talking about, oh, excuse me. Creep mode, Adam Ronis. 844-843-6879. A better thing to use those fingers for is to dial a telephone number. That is 844-843-6879. Do not put your hands on the passengers next to you while you're on the commute. Gary Barnage will work out with the Jaguars next week. Anything to see here?
I would like that. I mean, I think that's one of the positions that they could upgrade on.
Yeah, look, Mercedes Lewis has been there forever, but that's because he's a superb blocking tight end.
Yes.
And you know, you want to have that receiving tight end as well. It didn't happen for Julius Thomas. They gave him a terrible contract. It didn't work out. But, you know, Gary Barnett's still out there as a free agent. Let's see where him and Anquan Boldin land.
Speaking of Julius Thomas, is Julius Thomas on any of you guys' draft boards? Adam, he's back with Adam Gase out there in Miami now. But, of course, the quarterback is Ryan Tannehill.
Was looking to take him late last night as our backup tight end. But yeah. He went a couple of picks before us, but that was like the 17th round.
Scotty?
Yeah, he's a guy that I can target as an RB2.
He's a tight end,
A tight end, too. RB2, I don't think he'll get enough carries, actually.
No, he probably won't.
But, you know, Omar Kelly, covers the Dolphins for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. When they first acquired him, he broke down the film, and he's not too enthusiastic on Julius Thomas.
Not even as a red zone target?
No.
Who's the tight end? That's it. They just rocking Mercedes Lewis.
No, they got Rivera, right?
Oh, yeah, they got Michael Rivera.
Yeah, like you said, we just got Mercedes.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
I believe they drafted a tight end, too.
Charlie Blackman exited yesterday's game due to cramping in his quad hamstring area.
This doesn't appear reportedly to be major, but I think we have to wait for further testing before we know for sure.
Yeah, I think it was just like it was a blowout game and stuff, and they said, you know, nothing really to see, but unless if something pops up on a newswire today, then I'd be concerned. Otherwise, no.
Yeah, he's having a terrific season, on his way to his best power numbers ever, so we want to see him stay in there.
White Sox manager Rick Renteria said that Tyler Clippett will get the first crack at save chances, Mr. Madika.
Yeah, they're just looking for a higher draft pick by keeping him there. So, I mean, look, if you're desperate for saves, you want to throw him in there, I guess.
I am.
Swarzak, but I got a feeling Swarzak's going to get traded.
Yeah,
somebody's going to be interested in that on him.
I don't even know who the closer is going to be. I mean, Clippard's done the job in the past, but that was years ago for Washington. You know, I don't think he has the stuff to get it done anymore. So who knows what's going to happen in that bullpen. But the White Sox, as Rich Catino of ESPN New York has pointed out, after that trade with the Yankees, now have 10 of the top 100 prospects in Major League Baseball right now.
It's building up a good farm system out there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, exciting times for the White Sox fans. It's been rough, but, you know.
You can look forward to some. The Braves and the White Sox are stacked.
In the farm system.
Yeah.
Hopefully that pays off for them. Latest news on Ezekiel Elliott. Looks like the bag has been delivered.
Yes.
The gentleman who accused him, the gentleman that was involved that got punched at the nightclub, has disappeared.
Yes, he's MIA, shockingly enough.
Is he a gentleman?
Why would you say that?
Because he made somebody get so ticked off that they punched him. Maybe he wasn't being a gentleman.
Sometimes you tick me off to the point where I punch you.
You've never done that. You're just a lot of hot air.
Are you a gentleman?
You're a lot of talk.
I can punch you in the nose and still.
You've never done it.
But I
you've
can
been
do
saying
it
it's for 6 years.
I can do it,
and you've never done it. You're a lot of talk. You're hot air. That's all you
I
are.
I can do it. And I
you are fantasy
you.
Hot air.
Take your glasses off and see what happens.
Okay. Come around there. I know you won't do anything.
Matt was like,
"Those who
he knows you won't do anything." But that's why he's talking a big game too.
No. No, see, I know. I picked his card.
If you were out on the street, I want to see how tough Scott is.
See, Matt would be. You grow up in New York, you realize that people that talk the most crap are the ones that do the least.
So there you go, right there. Yeah. But Ezekiel Elliott, it looks like the Dallas police are not filing any charges. NFL, of course, is going to do their due diligence and do their investigation. Last night in Matt Medica's online championship draft, these are the latest results. We bring them to you each and every morning right here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Ezekiel Elliott went fifth. So we're not really seeing a big drop in ADP for Ezekiel Elliott as he goes through this latest legal trouble.
Yeah, for me, if I move him down, I'd take Julio and Odell, but then I'd go Zeke.
I got him six overall in the PPR right now, so not really a big, not really a
yeah, right there. With
yeah,
you.
Look,
right,
it's not, really not a big deal down. Right yeah. now. It's like, you know, he's still my number three running back. Check out my running back primer on Seahawks.com this morning. I'm not moving Elliott out, but look, you know, you never know with the NFL, you know, what the investigation is going to happen. You know, if he gets suspended for 15, 16 games, you deal with it. But until
Scott,
then,
they're not going to suspend him for the season.
You know,
Scott.
But until then, you know, you just keep him.
Maybe
third.
Like, I mean,
I still
like
have the top four
games. Then that changes things for me. But if it's one to possibly two, I'm not going to get too crazy here.
Scott, not 15. They're not going to suspend him for the season, Scott.
They're after the Dallas Cowboys. They're going after
they
him.
They are. They are going after the Dallas Cowboys. Like, no, they always not.
He's getting himself in trouble. He's got to be smarter than that.
They're picking on the Dallas Cowboys.
They're picking on him. Meanwhile, he's in a club, and either he and somebody else are hitting somebody. You know, look, there's a trail there. You know
it. He's a young man making some poor choices.
Yes, exactly. It's on him if something happens.
Yes, it is, Scott. What about Marshawn Lynch? He made some poor choices early in his career. He was driving around Buffalo with the hammer.
Yeah. Why he won a Super Bowl with the Seahawks.
Why are you carrying a hammer in Buffalo? Buffalo's like the last place you need a gun.
He was not happy when he was with Buffalo.
No, he was not.
I think that's where he grew to hate the media. There's only like two reporters to cover the team, and I think he hated both of them.
See, he was like when he got drafted, you know what I'm saying? He found out he was going to Buffalo, you know, West Coast kid. He was like, okay, Buffalo, that's in New York. So he got out there, and he was expecting to see Times Square.
Yeah.
And he was like,
far away. Like,
he's like, Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not Times Square. And where's all this damn snow out here?
Yeah. It was a small town, but, you know, the Buffalo fans, you know, they really like, they rally around that team. You know,
yeah, Peter King said they're the best fan base in the NFL.
Yeah, I think Buffalo is good. The Chiefs are good. Washington's good. They all have good fans.
I was shocked. I thought that we were going to hear Seattle had the best.
I was waiting for that to come out.
It goes without saying.
That's a different thing for you to talk about another team. Besides the Buffalo Bills, it happens to be.
It just happens to be my favorite team. What do you want?
It's always about the Seahawks with you, Scott.
I just talked about three other teams. It's always about the Golden State Warriors with you, but now you're a Knicks fan again.
A lot of legs. A lot of legs going on in Rock and Raleigh today. I'm getting excited. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Corey, the restraining order Parson.
When we come back on the other side, Dr. A joins the program. No reason to bring out Jeff the Skeleton. We got the good doctor, Dr. A. Talk about Mike Williams and some other football players. The Roto Experts in the morning is rolling. Scotty playing his air guitar.
Quarterback to receiver hookups. Running back depth analysis. Rookie values in dynasty leagues. Deep sleepers. Training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Experts in the morning, simulcasting live, taking you up to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Then we hand off to the Fantasy Football Frenzy. It's going to be a TI Thursday on the Fantasy Football Frenzy.
I don't care about my reputation.
I got this dude right here. I'm trying to bring the damn show in. He's sitting up here singing the song. He don't even play the damn air guitar. And I'm trying to...
I'm so professional. Let me say shit again.
Scott, we on TV.
Scott's getting funny with this.
They don't like it when you do that in Canada, Scott. You know what I'm saying?
You did it twice this week. I'll probably get blamed.
We wasn't on TV. That's the difference.
Don't ever be a rat, Scott. That's all I can tell you.
He's way past that. It is that time of the week.
Says Mr. Two-Face over here.
It's that time of the week when we bring in my guy from Inside Injuries, the Inside Injuries app, InsideInjuries.com. That's my man, Dr. A. Doc, last week on the football, Fantasy Football Frenzy, we were talking about Tyler Eifert, and I was like, yo, I put Tyler Eifert's name in the Inside Injury app, and it crashed. You know what I'm saying? So did you guys get the app back up and working after I put Tyler Eifert's name in there?
The app is fully working. It was just a minor blip. We had to, he probably has about 75 reports of injuries over the last 3 years. So, you know, you just probably have to wait a few seconds, and it probably got back up again.
All right, so there you go, right there.
By the way, is Scott playing air bass guitar or air lead guitar?
this is lead, like Ricky Bird from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
So there you go, right there. So, Doc, this is an interesting place where we want to start at right here today, because I think this holds a little bit of credence. Yeah. So we're talking about Le'Veon Bell, and besides, you know, he's not satisfied with the contract situation he's got going on, playing under the franchise tag. He wanted the guarantee, the full deal, but it looks like he's going to be playing under the tag. Now there's talk of a holdout. when a player holds out, is there a does that player then come into camp or to the season with an added risk of injury?
You know, it's a great question, and a simple answer to that is yes. And here's the reason why. So, if he's dealing with or he's recovering from an injury like Le'Veon Bell is, a grade 3 core muscle injury in his groin, that's a pretty significant injury. He's allowing himself to heal, so his HPF is going to get better and better. Right now he's at the low average because it's still July. It'll go up to above average and likely get into peak health. However, the IRC, the injury risk category, will likely remain elevated because when you hold out, you're not participating in training camp, you're not participating in preseason games, and potentially, even if you're not even playing in the first couple of games of the season, you have not exposed your body yet to game scenarios. And the problem is that when you have a whole off season, you have to get your body into game scenarios. Your muscles have to be ready, your ligaments, because the most common cause of injury is where your body is hit with something that it has not seen before, has a little twist, has a little turn, and then that causes injury. And so the answer to your question is yes, there is a slight increase of risk when players hold out and do not participate in training camp and in the preseason, because that is the one opportunity that they have to be able to get their bodies in playing shape after recovering from injury.
What if they're not recovering from an injury, though? Is there still a risk, like if you hold out, like you said, the body is not in proper condition? If you're healthy, but then say you miss a few preseason games, can it still be a risk?
It is a little bit, but it's a very minor risk compared to guys that are actually recovering from an injury. There is a risk. Literally, there is a risk, but it's a very small risk compared to guys that are recovering from injury. And most guys in the NFL in the off season, especially guys that are holding out, most of them always are invariably enough recovering from some sort of injury in the off season.
Hey, Doc. Good morning. A high-profile player in Andrew Luck. I was concerned about him last month, and Corey made a good point last week. You know, is it the dress rehearsal, that third preseason game? I mean, when do we get to the point where we have to be, overly concerned here?
So I think you have already hit that mark according to our algorithms. So he's had a grade 3 throwing shoulder labral tear, and he's gotten that repaired. He played through this. Remember, this is the issue. So he, in September, go back all the way in September of 2015, he hurt his shoulder. It continued to bother him in 2016. That was likely all, now in hindsight, likely all related to that labral tear. So he finally had surgery on it in the beginning of this year. This is his throwing shoulder. He has a history of multiple injuries in the past, you know, pretty significant ones, as, you know, our algorithm has him as grade 4 injuries in both seasons, especially with that lacerated kidney, if you guys remember, in 2015, which was devastating. And so, you know, right now he's at elevated injury risk at 23%. He's below average. He will likely heal to get to above average, even though he's not throwing as of yet. But he will remain an elevated injury risk at around 19-20% for the whole, for 19-20% for pretty much the whole season. For the whole preseason.
Talking to Dr. A from InsideInjuries.com. Make sure you download the Inside Injuries app. Get that good injury information. Of course, it is very important this time of year as you prepare for your fantasy football drafts. It's InsideInjuries.com, the Inside Injuries app. We're talking to the guy, Dr. A. And, Doc, one of the players that I've removed off my draft board, mainly because of age and mainly because of injury history in the past couple years, I know he's a beast. I know how much of a freak he is. But I'm off of Adrian Peterson. I think his elevated age, I think the injuries from the past 2 years in Minnesota, I don't want no parts of Adrian Peterson, Doc. What's the app telling us about AP?
You're right there, Corey. Right now his injury risk is high at 25% and his HPF is below average. He had a grade 4 meniscus injury, and he also had a grade 2 groin injury, 2 injuries at the end of his season. With multiple injuries that he's had in his past and his age, He likely will not get back into low injury risk. He'll come out of this high injury category in the beginning of the season, probably stay at elevated, and he likely will just crack the above average HPF category. So he'll likely be at elevated and above average starting the season. And for a guy his age and, you know, the kind of injuries that he has sustained, I think it is a good move to not draft him this year. You know, he right now in July, he's at high injury risk. So he's not going to get back to low injury risk by the beginning of the season.
Jay Ajayi is like the eighth running back off the board, sometimes seventh in a lot of fantasy drafts, and had a big breakout season last year. But Ajayi had an injury history in college. He came into the NFL with his knees basically bone on bone. And every time I think I want to pick Jay Ajayi, I can't sort of forget about the injury history. It nags at the back of my mind.
Yeah, so our algorithm is saying, don't worry about it, Scott. That's what it's saying. He's at a low injury risk right now in the offseason at 7%, and his HPF is peak at 91%. You know, he has no current injuries. Yes, he did have some injury history in his collegiate days, and a rib fracture in 2015 and a hamstring strain in 2015 preseason. And way back 6 years ago, he had a torn ACL. However, in the last 24 months, he's been pretty much injury-free. He's figured it out in the algorithm's mind. Compared to everything we know about him right now, he's at a low injury risk of 7%. And 91% peak, we don't see this very often in the offseason with guys with injury history. So, you know, our algorithm's saying, don't worry about it, Scott.
Hey, Doc, since I mentioned Andrew Luck, what about Cam Newton? I see that he's throwing to some teammates now. Are you more positive on him?
So he is currently at 22% at elevated injury risk, and he's below average. He will get back up to above average and possibly into peak health by the beginning of the season. However, mobile quarterbacks with completely torn rotator cuffs do not do well long term through the rigors of the whole season. He likely will remain at elevated injury risk, and just think about all of the injuries that he's had. You know, concussions, he had transverse process fractures, multiple rib fractures in the last 24 months. So, you know, the algorithm is saying that he will not likely get back into low injury risk category. So he will be at elevated injury risk to start the season. He may do well in the first half or the first quarter of the season, but then the rigors of the whole season will catch up with him likely, and he will get injured at some point. It's very, very difficult, guys, for a mobile quarterback to come back from a grade four completely torn rotator cuff in the throwing arm.
Doc, right quick, the big story yesterday was Los Angeles Charger rookie Mike Williams could have season-ending back surgery. What's the deal with him?
Yep. So we were very, very surprised with a grade 3 disc herniation that they were actually, you know, very, you know, about, you know, he was ready to go to minicamp and everything like that. You know, the fact that he's having a second epidural, the first one didn't work, you know, is not completely bad news, because usually the first one may or may not work, but the second one really will tell. So this will really tell if he can play through it. The problem is that this is a disc herniation in his back for a wide receiver in the NFL. It will catch up to him this year if he plays. So based on this, he's increased into elevated and close to high injury risk, and he's fallen to below average. Our algorithm is just not going to be sold on him, you know, to really complete, more than 50% of this season.
His name is Dr. A. The app is Inside Injuries. The website is InsideInjuries.com. Always good stuff, Dr. A. Thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah. So Dr. A, Kenny in Philly. You know what I'm saying? Dr. A said he's not going to draft Adrian. He wouldn't draft Adrian Peterson because he's a beat-up old man.
I want to draft Ingram because he's more talented right now.
Scott, are you going to listen to Dr. A?
Yeah.
Thank you. We come back on the other side. Matt Modica was on the clock last night. We'll look at some of his draft picks. Break it down a little bit with him. It is the Roto Experts in the Morning, taking you up to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, simulcasted from Studio 34.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
So in about 2015, this song right here was the truth. So if you know what it is, you know what I'm saying, your boy was getting it done. Yeah. Hey. Don Burns on the 1 and 2s this morning. Roto Experts. Oh my God.
Exactly. I tried to hit it. I mean, the cough button. Couldn't get there.
Every time I bring in the damn segment, Scott got some kind of. Either he's talking over me, he playing the air guitar, or today he just blowing slobber all over the place.
Speckles on your screen.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I don't.
Lucky that didn't come my way.
Yeah. Oh, Goldman Sachs, he got that tough right hand, Scott. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
He's more talker.
you're a big talker in the studio. I want to see you on the street.
I grew up on the street.
Oh! Scotty Love!
1984.
Yo, is OJ Simpson getting out of jail in a couple months?
I don't know. Supposedly he was, but yeah. Then supposedly he was pleasuring himself or something. So I don't
he
know.
Was, what? He was pleasuring
that
himself?
That was in the news.
In the courtroom?
No, in his jail cell or something. And,
oh, well, that's okay.
That's why he's not getting out or something.
They going to keep him in jail because he was, you know what I'm saying? Because he was buttering the biscuit? That's not right. You know, that's part of going to jail. It's a part of the process, Scott.
Yeah. I guess you would know, right?
I've never been to the slammer, Scott.
Yeah, but you know, like, the process.
Though. Yeah, all right, so here we go. Matt Matica last night, NFFC Online Championship Draft, of course, this Friday. That's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Beat the Fantasy Executive Cut Line. Let's go ahead. A couple spots left. Let's get in there. Let's fill that league up. Draft against myself tomorrow night in the NFFC Cut Line. That is the Beat the Fantasy Executive. Those words don't even go good together, Beat the Fantasy Executive.
I've done it nine times.
Would you say you could learn from losing in that experience?
Exactly. Matt, you hit it on the head. You can learn, you know, we all can't be winners. You know what I'm saying? But you can learn, you can watch me, and then next time, maybe you'll have a better opportunity. That's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget rotoexperts.com, Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, now live for 2017. Take you all the way through week 17. Promo code the King at checkout. And the compliment to it, the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package, also taking you to week 17. Promo code Frenzy. That program is coming up next. It's a TI Thursday, so we're going to have you jamming on the way to work. Matt Madika, last night in the third round of your NFFC Online Championship, you selected Cincinnati Bengal running back Joe Mixon. I noticed you left Marshawn Lynch on the board.
Yeah, Lynch, I would take him in the fourth if I went out of the gate with the wide receivers and I needed a back. I have some concerns. Scott has mentioned it. He had a year off. I know the offensive line is tremendous. I do drive the point home that Latavius Murray was, I believe, the number 12 running back from weeks 1 to 16 in a PPR format because of his touchdowns. And I mean, Lynch could just fall into that role and be productive and get you back. But for me, Mixon has the upside. I could see him getting, you know, being that bell cow back in the NFL where he's on the field the majority of the time. Giovanni Bernard, I am very concerned about the knee. And Jeremy Hill, right now, it's kind of, for me, it's coach speak. Oh, Jeremy Hill's still here? They were looking to move Jeremy Hill, get rid of Jeremy Hill. So I'm really not that worried about Jeremy Hill.
Scotty, also in the third round, when he selected Joe Mixon, he left my guy, Isaiah Crowell, on the board. My guess is you're diversifying, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't have I have
Crow enough places. Yeah, what do you think, Scotty? Isaiah Crowell or Joe Mixon?
Well, you look at my ranks on Seahawks.com this morning,
ding,
and in my running back primer, I have Crowell number 12, and I have Mixon 14, so they're very close. But I'm not willing to take Crowell in, let's say, the third round where he's going a lot. I'd probably rather wait and get Mixon another round later if I could.
All right, cool. All right. I so you'd have went wide receiver there.
Yeah, probably.
Here's the thing. I was partnering this team with Andy Saxon.
And I guess shout out to Andy Saxon.
Yeah, shout out to Andy. I guess we really couldn't agree between Tate and Jeffrey. So we went Mixon, and then Tate and Jeffrey both got
went, yeah. Sometimes the board will make the selection for you.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you're
sometimes you get lucky and the player comes around. Like in Scott's Fishbowl, I was talking to you, and like, you know, I was in one round, and yeah, I said, man, do I take Davante Adams or Dalvin Cook here? Or it was another receiver, and he said, you should take Cook. And I said, you know what, though? I can't just leave Adams on the board. And then, lo and behold, 34 picks later, Dalvin Cook was still there.
In the fourth round, Matt Modica, you went quarterback. You went quarterback early. Something that you tend to do, especially the NFFC awards, 6 points for the quarterback touchdown passes. You take New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady. How you feel about that? I mean, I know how you feel about it.
I feel good about having Brady, but I don't feel good how it played out.
That's what I'm asking.
Because when I watch Brady, we take Brady at 4-2, and then Drew Brees goes off at 6-8. I'm pretty pissed off. And if I look at the draft board I did last month on June 7th, quarterbacks were going much higher. This one, they went much later, so I was pissed off. It's like if you play fantasy baseball and you draft Kenley Jansen's early and no relievers taken for another, say, 2.5 rounds.
Yeah, that sucks.
Pretty much.
Scott, you like to draft a quarterback early every now and then too, right?
Not really. It really doesn't happen unless it's a two-quarterback league. It's like I'll build my starting lineup out. I definitely want wide receivers and running backs in the first 4 to 5 rounds. I'm not even thinking quarterback until number 6. I don't remember the last time in a one quarterback league where I drafted a quarterback in the first 4 rounds.
Okay. In the 5th round, Matt, you go Willie Snead. Jake's not going to like Willie Snead at 5 in the 5th round. He's not.
So be it.
Yeah, I mean, it's your money.
Yeah. When Jake writes the check to me, I'll go right off his rankings.
But I'll write the check from my Fantasy Pros residual.
Here's the thing. I like this team. I think it's very deep. It has really good depth. The thing is, I have no problem ever getting the 1 or 2 pick and starting out with David Johnson or Le'Veon Bell. So no problem there. The one thing it does is my number one wide receiver. And if I would have had Amari Cooper, Golden Tate, then Willie Snead, I'd feel a lot better. So the fact that Snead's my 2 and not my 3, I'm just a wide receiver heavy type guy. I like having that base, especially in this format where it's 3 wide receivers and a flex. I want to bang them out. I want to have, you know, I want to be really, really strong. But, I mean, that said, all in all, I do like the team.
Scott, is Willie Snead's ADP getting too high?
I think it's fine where it is. You know, I think Snead's going to get a lot of quick catch, a lot of passes. I question, you know, with the touchdowns there. You know, you got Michael Thomas, you have Adrian Peterson, you have Mark Ingram. You know, I don't think he's a big touchdown guy, but I've always liked Snead for a lot of receptions.
Let me ask you, Modica, in the 4th round, instead of drafting Tom Brady,
we could have went Travis Kelce.
Well, not even. Why did you take your boy as a wide receiver too, Julian Edelman? Then you would have had Amari Cooper, Julian Edelman, and then you'd had Willie Snead in the 5th.
There was many ways we could have gone. I wanted Tate, he wanted Jeffrey, we went Mixon. We were talking about Brady or Breeze, and at that point, I don't think we were settled on anybody, and the one guy we kind of did settle on was going the quarterback route. Like I said, I did not see this. The reason I'm pissed and I didn't see it happening was the quarterbacks would go so late. I mean, if I can get Russell Wilson in the 9th round, sign me up every time.
Let me ask you this. Scotty, you look at in round 6, he took DeSean Jackson as his wide receiver 3. Would you be comfortable going into a redraft, 12-team redraft, going into the season with DeSean Jackson as your wide receiver 3?
I think he can be. I try to... When DeSean Jackson, though, comes up on the board, though, I always seem to veer in another direction because I feel like you never depend on him. It's he's boom or bust for me. It's the talent is there, but I just feel like, and in Tampa Bay you have some other weapons there. I've never felt comfortable with him as my wide receiver three. But sometimes you get to a point in the draft where there just isn't a better option.
Yeah, for me, maybe Pierre Garçon might have been the might have went that way. We were going back and forth
that way.
But you know, DeSean Jackson, I think is going to have a good year in Tampa.
Yeah, I think I like him. I like him more as a flex, though, Matt.
I agree. You're preaching to the choir here. I want to go with my first five picks. I'm usually happy with one running back and four wide receivers.
That's a lovely choir robe. The Buffalo Bills choir robe on. Let me ask you a question, Badiga. If I'm looking at this team right here, your quarterback is Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Your running backs are Le'Veon Bell and Joe Mixon. Your wide receivers are Amari Cooper, Willie Snead, DeSean Jackson. Who's your flex?
That's going to be the interesting one. We have Powell. So we have Bilal Powell. We have John Brown. We have Mike Wallace. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
So because I think you kind of got a mix. I think you'd be switching out that flex every week.
Yes.
And I noticed that you have a running back in that mix for a guy that likes to get wide receivers. In the PPR, don't you want to have a wide receiver in that flex? And that's not religion. You don't have to do that. Because Bilal Powell going to catch 50-something balls.
When you have a partner, you know, you got to do a little give and take.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt.
You know. So this is not my just Matt Modica going in there, typical draft. But like I said, I do like the overall depth of this team. And even though we, you know, taking Brady at 4-2 was a mistake looking back at how the draft played out, I'm still pretty
hindsight
happy.
Hindsight is 20-20,
But I'm still pretty happy having Tom Brady.
Scott, what you doing?
What? Looking stuff up.
What are you doing, Scott? We're doing a damn radio television show, Scott.
10 minutes, Scott. This is a lifelong dream of mine.
This is a lifelong dream of mine, Scott.
I'm doing research.
And you're
research.
Sitting over there looking at Kiss message board. What are you doing?
And you're on Facebook.
No, I'm not. My computer's not even cutting on.
If you was, you would be on Facebook.
Snapchat. And I'd be in my DM. You know what I'm saying?
Like, your DM striking out.
She'd be like, what's good?
Be like Joey Gallo.
She'd be like, what's good, fantasy executive? I'm trying to come holler at you. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, come holler at me.
Yeah, and you find out she's a fake account. Like, $9.99 for the first 10 minutes.
When we come back on the other side, when we return, we get ready to talk a little bit more fantasy football with gentlemen. Get ready to hand you off to the fantasy football frenzy. We're taking you up to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm slowing it down on a Thursday morning right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Fumble. Drop the football in the studio. Final couple minutes of the program. Coming up next is the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Myself, Matt Modica, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Matt Harmon from NFL.com will join the program in the second hour, so you definitely want to check that out. Get into some reception perception with Mr. Harmon. Coming up on the program, then 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Mr. Fantasy Football Best Friends, my guys, Mike Florio, Frank Stanford holding it down. Greg Sussman still away. Want to give a big shout out to Mike Blewett holding it down for me yesterday on the Frenzy and on the Roto Rex in the Morning program. You can hear Mr. Blewett every weekday. Well, not you can hear Mr. Blewett weekend mornings right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is the host of the Roto Experts in the Morning, the weekend edition. So make sure you check that out on Saturday and Sunday AMs.
With George Kurtz.
Shout out to George Kurtz, the Blue Line Answer Expert.
I don't like shout outs.
We know, George. Oh, my God. It's shout out. Every time I turn on the radio, I'm getting a shout out. I'm sick of it. George, relax. I'm giving you props. I don't like props either. Scott, how many leagues you going to be in this year?
I don't know. You never know the number because people invite you in or you just see somewhere you want to play. Last year, it was like I think, 9 or 8. You know, it used to be 18.
Yeah.
You know, you try.
18 is too much, Scott. Yeah. You can't lose 18 times. That's going to mess with your ego.
Yeah. I've never done that. Does that happen to you?
Uh-uh.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I always win it.
I mean,
always,
you started 0-9 last year.
I always win a couple of chips a year, Scott.
Yeah, you started 0-9 last year, so I thought you might have some of that losing experience.
I tell you what league I'm really excited for. That's the GST.
The GST league is going to be a lot of fun.
It's becoming a shark tank.
Now, hold on.
It's becoming larger, yeah.
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 That's what she said.
Yeah. Not to you, she didn't.
No, she did.
Like, where is it?
Speaking of the GST league, when is this league?
By the way, we should tell the listeners that are tuning in for the first time real quickly. Referring to GST, the Greenwich Street Tavern League,
ding,
which is like a local league, which a lot of experts and our friends get together. And if you want to come down and watch and see how we do it, you know, you can always come down and check out the drafts.
Greenwich Street Tavern down there in Tribeca area. So that's the Greenwich Street Tavern.
Owned by Chris Vaccaro.
Owned by Chris Vaccaro, NFFC Hall of Famer. Dang. Shout out to Chris.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you got to tell people where it is. It's like, you know, I had to tell Mike Cardano it was on Greenwich Street.
There you go. Yeah. Taking a shot at Mike Cardano.
Yeah.
He signs the checks.
Yeah, but he also like falls 36 points in like the fantasy baseball standings.
Yeah, you still
Scotty getting savage. Scotty's feeling strong today.
Yeah, he really
it's
is.
It's a couple extra vitamins this morning. He's rocking.
He did a couple extra vitamins.
Please don't.
Why does he do that? The only guy I don't mess with, and he like always messes
back
with.
No, Scott, you mess with him too, though,
I don't
Scott.
Mess with him.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never mess with him. Never happened.
Matt, when is the GST draft, the Greenwich Street Tavern draft?
It'll be Sunday morning at 11:30.
Oh,
August 20th.
It's Sunday morning.
Yes.
It's not Saturday.
I thought it was Saturday, too.
I thought it was Saturday, too. It's Sunday.
I think the New York Flex, the Fantasy League of Experts, which is trying to become the Tout Wars of fantasy football, is on a Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So you'll be...
Got a belt coming your way?
I got a belt coming my way. I got a championship belt coming my way from Fantasy Jocks. Check them out. The inaugural Flex League auction champion. I will be receiving that belt in Washington, D.C. in a few weeks from now, doing a draft out there for the Flex. And you got the New York Flex. So it is hot and heavy fantasy football time. Getting real excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my daughter's birthday is coming up, and like the weekend she planned her party is like.
So both your kids are born in the summer. You get busy in that one specific month. Eh?
Well, I try to get busy as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? But these damn kids and these summertime birthdays are kicking my ass. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Yeah, my son's birthdays is in August too, though. But
your son is grown.
We always do something special.
That's nice.
Even though that he's grown, so we got to figure out what we're gonna do for them this summer.
Fantasy Football Frenzy coming up in a few moments. Jake Seeley, myself, Matt Medica, Matt Harmon joining the program. We're going to be talking a lot of trash on that show. It's a TI Thursday. Keep it locked right here on the Fantasy Sports Network. The Frenzy goes down in a few minutes.